From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. Secretary of State calls upon nations to further isolate North Korea. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson made his United Nations debut today, chairing a high-level Security Council session on the threat posed by North Korea's quest to build a nuclear bomb. His first official action was to yield the floor to the U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
The DPRK is the only country to have conducted nuclear tests this century. We must assume that, with each test or launch, the DPRK continues to make technological advances in its pursuit of a military nuclear capability.
The U.S. Secretary of State then took to the floor.
We must be willing to face the hard truths and make hard choices right now to prevent disastrous outcomes in the future. Business as usual is not an option.
Secretary Tillerson went on to say that North Korea's efforts toward developing a nuclear capability hurts most of all its own people.
There's also a moral dimension to this problem. Countries must know by now that helping the North Korean regime means enabling cruelty and suffering. North Korea feeds billions of dollars into a nuclear program it does not need while its own people starve.
Secretary Tillerson called on all countries in attendance to further isolate North Korea diplomatically and economically. British police say today they thwarted an active terrorism plot after a woman was shot during an armed raid on a house in North London. The incident came just a month after a British-born convert to Islam crashed a car into pedestrians, killing four people before stabbing to death a police officer. The man responsible, Khalid Massoud, was shot to death at the scene. This is VOA News. New documents show President Trump's former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn took more than $500,000 from Turkey and tens of thousands of dollars from Russian interests after being warned in 2014, when he retired as an Army general, not to accept payments from foreign governments. Stephen Lynch is a member of the U.S. House of Representatives Oversight Committee, looking into the influence Russia might have had on last year's presidential election and any connection between the Russian government and anyone in the Trump team. Reporters asked Representative Lynch if charges might be filed against Michael Flynn.
I think charges and prosecution, that's a question for the prosecutorial branch. Ours is just to get the information and make sure that the American people are well-informed and well-served.
White House spokesperson Sean Spicer answered questions about how Flynn obtained security clearance to be a part of the Trump administration.
Every individual came into this White House, either applied for a security clearance or had one. Everyone in the government goes through the same SF-86 process, every single person.
The U.S. military says it's probing whether Michael Flynn failed to obtain required prior approval before accepting money from foreign governments. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley stepped up her rhetoric against Russia, saying more pressure needs to be put on Moscow to stop the war in Syria.
And I listened to my Russian colleague, and he talked about task forces and diplomacy and less criticism of the Syrian regime. Where has that gotten us? It hasn't gotten us anywhere.
Haley also said Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad has been emboldened by its continued protection from Moscow. Members of the Philippine Commission on Human Rights, accompanied by journalists, have discovered a tiny secret cell in Manila police station that was stuffed with 12 men and women who'd been detained for a week. The Manila director of the Rights Commission, Gilbert Boisner, said no charges have been filed against anyone in the group who'd been picked up on the pretext of drugs. Human Rights Watch said the detainees were held without notifying families or lawyers, in overcrowded conditions, and some were tortured. The detainees said the police were trying to extort money from them in exchange for their freedom. Pope Francis and Egypt's Grand Imam of Al-Azhar, Sheikh Ahmed Al-Tayeb, embrace. As they attended a peace conference in Cairo, the applause sustained by members of both Christian and Muslim clergy. Pope Francis began a two-day visit in Egypt today, where he will promote peace between Christians and Muslims in the country after a bombing at a Coptic Christian church killed 45 people. Francis was greeted at Cairo's airport by Egypt's Prime Minister Sharif Ismail. He told reporters there his visit is a voyage of unity and fraternity. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.